Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 25th, 1838, the newspaper called The Barbadian reported that the laborers at Locust Hall Estate refused to work. On this program, we previously reported that in the immediate wake of the ending of the apprenticeship period on August 1st, 1838, on several estates around Barbados, there seemed to be a refusal by the laborers to continue to work under the previous conditions of service to an extent that caused some concern in the local authorities. So empowered by their newfound freedom were the ex-enslaved people that in many instances they flatly refused to work at all and even became aggressive when confronted by their former employers. In the 18th of August 1838 edition of the Barbadian, it was reported that at the Salters Estate at St. George, the rural police had to be called in when the laborers there exhibited what was described as insolent and threatening behavior. Even when the police showed up, the laborers resisted them to such an extent that 13 of the ringleaders had to be arrested. In the same edition, there was a similar report regarding the Locust Hall Estate, where the laborers there were behaving in such an unruly and insubordinate manner that the police had to be called in there too. At Locust Hall, the laborers flatly refused to work. The estate therefore fell into what was seen as a wretched condition. The bone of contention seemed to be around the workers being asked to work 5 days on the plantation. However, they were willing to work only 4 days, and those days must be of their choosing. In effect, they did not work until their demands were met. However, their stubbornness caused the magistrates to intervene, and despite pleadings from the judicial officers to return to work, the freedmen refused. Eventually, they were ejected from the plantation and into the street. Meanwhile, the jailed laborers of the Salters Estate had apparently expressed contrition and had apologized for their previous conduct and were freed by the governor after the intervention of the archdeacon of the local Anglican church, and they returned to the estate. The report carried on this day, August 25th, 1838, seemed to show that the former enslaved people were aware of the power that their emancipation bestowed upon them as far as their labor was concerned, and they were willing to exercise it to ensure that their working conditions and standard of living were improved.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.